And good morning. Welcome into today's Prime Report here on 97.5 FM Double K Country. I'm Mike Harvey. We're going to talk about some of the things that are going on, maybe some services that you're not familiar with at the City Hospital here in Nevada. And to help us do that and introduce our guest today, as always, is Jennifer Eaton from NRMC. Jennifer, I good to see you.
Good morning, Mike.
Tell us who our guest is today.
Yeah, so I brought Gretchen Denny with me this morning. She is a team member in our diagnostic imaging department, and she's going to talk about our baby faces service.
All right, very good. So we were talking before going on air. It's been a while since Gretchen's been here, so I think the place probably looks the same, but welcome back.
It looks very similar, yes. Thank you.
Well, we're going to talk to you about diagnostic imaging services today, and I see the title of the program is NRMC Baby Faces Service, your child's first portrait session. So we're going to talk about diagnostic imaging services. So let me dive in and just ask you, what is 3D, 4D ultrasound?
So first, ultrasound, regular ultrasound, what we think of is 2D. So when we say 3D or 4D, we're showing more dimensions. So 3D is going to show you more overall picture of the baby, and then the 4D is going to show the movement of the baby.
All right. So if a parent wants to do this, is a physician referral required on this?
So you do not have to have a referral from the physician. But you do have to be under the care currently of a physician, and we do want you to have a medical OB ultrasound first.
Okay. So then at what point, and you probably just mentioned it probably, but at what point in pregnancy can the session be scheduled?
So it can be scheduled between 26 and 30 weeks, but ideal, the sweet spot's 28 weeks where they can see the most without the baby being so large at 30 weeks.
So tell us a little bit about some of that imaging. What do they expect to see?
They're going to see more just a regular shot instead of the full picture like we see when they're smaller. You're just going to see the face, the arm, a leg.
And well, does this tell the parents a lot at this point? I guess at around 28 weeks?
They're going to get to see what their baby looks like. Right. It's pretty neat.
All right, very good. Mm-hmm. I'm old, so this is way, this was before, and my kids are 30 now.
So. Yeah, I didn't have it either.
So what is included in a session?
So included, it will be specific close-ups of the baby. And all of that's going to depend on their size and their weight and their position, but they will get a CD of the portraits for them to have.
And I assume there is a cost involved with this?
Yes, it's $75 out of pocket.
And if somebody wants to check into it, how can they reach your department or just reach the hospital in general?
They can call the hospital, 417-667-3355, and they will direct them to schedule that.
All right, very good. So that's more about diagnostic imaging services. And Jennifer, I'll throw you the hardball question. If people want more information, is that information available on your website?
Yes, absolutely. It is on the website. We also have brochures about the baby face program, of course, that all of our first-time mamas get in a what we call a club mom packet. So whenever they go for their first kind of OB visit, once they realize that they're pregnant and schedule with Dr. Conley, Dr. Russell, Dr. Heiner, if they are a first-time mama, typically they will get that club mom folder of information, and it's got that brochure, other information about our programs, and other community resources for just first-time moms and things to expect. So yeah.
All right, very good. All right, so you can check into that again, Nevada Regional Medical Center. If you want more information, go to nrmchealth.com or call 417-667-3355. All right, so since we're talking to Jennifer, we'll stick with her and talk about some of the other events coming up, because the month of May is going to be busy for you.
It is. Coming up on Monday, May 4th, is our next community blood drive. That takes place from noon to 6 p.m. up in our mezzanine conference room. They can visit cbco.org to find that blood drive and register online. Walk-ins are welcome as well. Just know that they may have a little longer wait, but they definitely appreciate walk-ins also for that blood. And all of that blood that they collect does stay local and comes back to NRMC as well. And then on Friday, May 8th, we have our 23rd annual Caring with Pride Golf Classic. Shotgun start at 9 a.m. We do that out at Frankie Peters Golf Course, and It's a fun-filled day with golfers and raising funds. This year's proceeds will go towards the purchase of a new infant warmer for our OB unit.
Well, that's only fitting since we're talking about baby faces today.
Absolutely. And then on Wednesday, May 20th, for all of the Nevada R5 parents that have children in sports or band activities, the annual sports physicals will be from 5 to 8 p.m. Usually we host those at Truman Elementary. And so any middle school or high school age students, MSHA regulations is every 2 years now. So check with the school nurse or the athletic trainer, and those forms and letters will be going out very soon.
All right, very good. So about a month away, so mark that on your calendar, Wednesday, May 20th, if you've got a youngster involved in activities at Nevada Middle School or at Nevada High School. So appreciate the time. Again, we've been talking with Diagnostic Imaging Services, Gretchen Denny at Nevada Regional Medical Center. Gretchen, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it. Good to see you back.
Thank you.
And Jennifer, thank you. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Thanks.
That is Jennifer Eden. Again, I'm Mike Harbutt. That's today's edition of the Pride Report, brought to you by Nevada Regional Medical Center and 97.5 FM, Double K Country. We'll come back in 2 weeks. Until then, thanks for joining us.